Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. California's unemployment rate fell to 16.3% in May, with 3,018,000 people still unemployed as the economy has slowly reopened. And the numbers for June will be released next month. Many people are still applying for unemployment insurance or waiting to receive benefits. On the phone with us is a very popular guest, Jennifer Shaw. She's the president of Shaw Law Group and an expert in employment law. Jennifer, glad to have you back on Insight.
Good morning, Beth. It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Tell me how the pipeline is flowing. Are there a lot of people waiting and feeling stuck right now?
Well, that is a great question, Beth. And I can report that at least some people are getting their benefits a lot more quickly than they were the last time we spoke. So there certainly has been an effort by the Employment Development Department to speed things up, to streamline their processes, and to make things a little more understandable to folks when they apply so they get it right the first time. So I am definitely hearing anecdotally that people are getting responses. What I think is still confusing to people is that there really are two systems of unemployment right now in California. There's the regular unemployment insurance program, and then there's the pandemic unemployment assurance or assistance program. And what's confusing to folks is that you apply for the benefits at the same website, but the pandemic benefits are only available to folks if they have a job loss or a wage loss because of COVID. And remember, those are the benefits that apply to the independent contractors and the self-employed and those folks. So one of the things that I think is still causing confusion for folks is they go on the EDD's website, they apply for benefits, and you have to explain what benefit you're applying for. If you get it wrong, it just delays the process. So a lot of what is going on right now is the EDD is trying to help people be sure they're applying for the right benefits so they can process a little more quickly.
Let's say someone has applied for benefits and received the letter or the email that says, yes, you've been approved. Let's talk about the next step, which is certifying. And what do you do if the EDD website doesn't give you the option to certify?
Well, this is what's interesting. The EDD's website says that you're supposed to certify every 2 weeks that you are not working, or you at least have to reveal what wages or compensation you've received during that time period. And there are different rules if you're unemployed or you're a gig worker than if you were a regular employee. So some people are not able to certify because the EDD says, look, we're just going to assume that you didn't have any income. And from what I'm hearing, the EDD is processing those applications, even if people are not certifying. The reason there's no way to certify online is that the ED doesn't need that particular individual to certify. Now, I will say there are folks who have then received denial letters because they have failed to certify, and they have to go into the Ask EDD sort of prompt on the website, and they pose their question and say, listen, I wasn't able to certify. I was later denied benefits. I need to understand what's going on. It's taking a couple of weeks for people to hear back from those Ask EDD questions, but they are getting responses.
And that speaks to the fact that you're in the system, that checks haven't started coming yet. There can be a lag. Once the state checks start coming, there is even a gap then if you're going to receive the federal money for those checks to come, correct?
There can be. And let's just clarify for folks, because we talk about checks, but really what's happening in California is you get a debit card.
So there'll
be a card that comes, and then benefits are loaded on the card. And those are going to be both the state benefits and the federal benefits. But Beth, you're right. There is a delay. Sometimes, not always, but there is a delay between when someone is approved. There is state money loaded onto their card, and then the $600 a week federal money comes. The good news is it is retroactive, so they will get that money, but there is sometimes a delay. Now, having said that, I just spoke with an employee this morning who I've been trying to assist through their employer. And she said it was a 2-week process and she got both the federal benefit and the state benefit immediately, at the same time on her debit card. So I do think that if anyone has anything unusual going on, for example, they worked as an independent contractor, then maybe in January of this year, they were made an employee. Now the EDD has to go back and say, all right, did you have enough time in as an employee to be entitled to regular benefits? If you didn't, we're going to put you in the pandemic pile, and that takes some time. So if anybody has anything unusual, it is still taking a while to get those situations handled. I will say that I'm very pleased that the EDD is now processing those requests to ask EDD. They have been inundated, as you can imagine, with almost 28% unemployment. Well, and the numbers are even showing greater at this point. But they are starting to respond to those, which is good news.
I'm glad you said card, because it's also the alert that that card can seem like offers you get in the mail, the kind of mail that you just throw away. You tear the envelope in half, you toss it in the garbage.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, and part of this, I feel like, Beth, that we could be doing a much better job at is PR, right? Letting the public know and how this really works. And that's why I'm so grateful for what you're doing on your show, because people need to understand it's not going to be a big envelope that says, this is your unemployment debit card, please open it. The EDD is understandably worried about theft. So just like when you get a regular debit card in the mail, this is going to be a plain white envelope for most people. And it's very common for people to throw them away, contact the EDD, I haven't received my card, and then the EDD will reissue a card. The problem is that takes a lot of time. So one of the things that I've been telling folks to be really careful about is take your time as you're processing. I know it's frustrating. Make sure you're dotting your I's and you're crossing your T's so that you can eliminate as much as you can that back and forth.
So as the economy reopens, Jennifer, can someone who doesn't feel safe going back to work continue to receive unemployment benefits?
Probably not, but we have to clarify doesn't feel safe. So part of the situation that we have to remember is there are a lot of new benefits available to employees who need to be home to take care of an ill family member or who can't go to work because their children can't go to school or the daycare provider is not open back up again. As the economy begins opening, we have more schools opening, we have daycare providers, we have summer programs, those sorts of things. And as the sort of understanding of what these rights are becomes a little more clear, folks have to understand that if you're just saying, I don't want to go to work because I'm nervous, I don't have any specific concern, it's not like I think my employer is doing something wrong or I think there's some specific risk to me at work, I just generally don't want to go, those folks are not going to get unemployment. And there's even a provision in the Pandemic Unemployment Act that says you can be put on what's called a penalty week if you provide false information or you are not clear about the reason you think you are eligible for those benefits. So people need to be very careful to be honest about, look, I'm just having anxiety. Now, if they have documented medical anxiety about going back to work, that may very well be a legitimate reason for them to get unemployment. But many employees have the misunderstanding that if they just would prefer not to go back to work, that they can somehow keep getting those benefits. And it really is a situation where the unemployment, both the regular and the PUA unemployment, are intended for people who are out of work through no fault of their own.
Here we are in June, by the way. How did that happen? I can't be the only one that feels that way.
I know, I can't believe it either. I just think not only are we in June, we're almost done with June.
Yeah. So there's a retroactive aspect to benefits, and yet the calendar pages keep going by. So how far back is retroactive at this point?
Well, that depends on when the person actually lost their job, Are they applying for regular unemployment? Are they applying for the PUA unemployment? So in other words, if they lost their job or their hours are reduced or their pay is reduced because of the pandemic, they're going to be covered under PUA. If they just lost their job because the company said, look, this is a great time for us to restructure, we're going to lay a bunch of people off, then it's not related to COVID and it'll be a regular UI claim. They can generally go back to early February. And the EDD is making good on that. They are issuing a lot of retroactive funds and deposits to these cards for people who applied. And even if they didn't apply on time, if you will, they didn't apply when it first happened, they didn't understand the benefits, so they went ahead and they waited and they applied later, they are also getting retroactive payments. It's just taking some time. Now, the really interesting thing, of course, is we only have a little more than a month, 6 weeks or so, until the $600 a week is going to run out. And that payment, that benefit has been such a huge lifeline for so many people. I know Congress is talking about extending the deadline. We don't have anything firm at this point. There is definitely some partisanship going on back in Congress, not surprisingly, about how much of a benefit they actually want to give. But it's going to be interesting because with that $600 a week, some people have actually been able to bridge the gap in terms of rent, food, that sort of thing. Right. Without that $600, that is a huge cut in resources.
Well, that means to be continued. We'll have to talk to you again in a few weeks. Okay, Jennifer?
Sounds good, Beth. Thank you so much. You stay safe and healthy.
And you take care, too. That's Jennifer Shaw, president of Shaw Law Group. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. The Uplift is next.